Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi. Both leaders welcome progress in India-US bilateral trade agreement negotiations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day official visit to Saudi Arabia this morning. World Earth Day being celebrated today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Save Earth Conclave in New Delhi. Government declares three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over central India during next 2 days. And in shooting, India's Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinches silver in women's 25-meter pistol at ISSF World Cup in Peru. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi, where both the leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi extended his best wishes to the Vice President, Second Lady and their children for a pleasant and productive stay in India. The Prime Minister conveyed his warm greetings to President Trump and said that he is looking forward to his visit to India later this year. Chirag Jha, News Desk.
The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. Mr. Vance is accompanied by his wife Usha, their children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has reached Jaipur last night. He will stay in Jaipur for 3 days. Senior officials of the U.S. administration will also be present. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Vance will visit the historic Amar Fort with his family this morning, where he will be welcomed in traditional culture. He will address the Business Summit on Future of India-US Trade Relations in Jaipur this afternoon. He is also scheduled to meet the Governor, Haribabu Bagde, and Chief Minister Bhajanlal Sharma. Extensive preparations have been made to make the visit of the US Vice President historic and memorable. Special security and traffic arrangements have also been made in the city in view of this tour. With Jitendra Divedi's report from Jaipur, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is actively engaging with the new US administration and expressed hope that the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement will be concluded by October this year. Finance Minister made these remarks while interacting with the Indian diaspora in San Francisco. Earlier this year, US President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to launch talks for a bilateral trade agreement, which is part of a new goal, Mission 500, aiming to more than double the trade between the two countries to $500 billion by 2030. Later today, delivering the keynote address on laying the foundations for a developed India Viksit Bharat by 2047 at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University in California, she said, India's journey to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is not merely an aspiration, but a shared national mission powered by a vision for inclusive, sustainable and innovation-led growth.
India's journey to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is not merely an aspiration, but a shared national mission. Despite the pandemic shock and a banking crisis, our progress over the past decade, anchored in strong macroeconomic fundamentals and steady reforms, gives us the confidence and direction for the road ahead. As a result, India has risen from the world's 10th largest economy to the 5th largest in just 5 years.
In Washington, D.C., Ms. Sitharaman will attend the IMF and World Bank spring meetings and the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting. After completing her U.S. trip, Sitharaman will travel to Peru for a visit from 26th to the 30th of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day official visit to Saudi Arabia from today at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman. This visit underscores the deepening strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia, marked by robust cooperation in trade, energy, defence and people-to-people ties. The visit is also expected to further strengthen bilateral relations and facilitate new avenues of collaboration aligned with the transformative goals of Vision 2030 with India's global advocacy on gender equality.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has implemented transformative changes in recent years, dismantling the long-standing barriers for women. Legal reforms have lifted the driving ban, reduced male guardianship requirements, and introduced anti-harassment legislation. These changes have empowered Saudi women with significantly greater personal autonomy and legal protections. Now let's hear from Dr. Kavita, a member of Indian diaspora who is working as an assistant professor at Jeddah.
As an expatriate living in Saudi Arabia, I have witnessed firsthand the remarkable progress in women's empowerment over the past few years. One of the most significant milestones was when women gained the right to drive. This single change has had a profound impact, allowing women greater freedom of movement, access to jobs, and the ability to support their families more independently.
The economic impact of these reforms is already evident. Female workforce participation in Saudi Arabia has increased dramatically from 23.2% in 2016 to over 36.2% by 2025, exceeding the government's original Vision 2030 targets. Now, let's hear from Lamha Hamza, who is working as a marketing manager at a dates factory in Jeddah.
Working as a female gives you more points. The government itself, so all the companies are now directing towards like having more females.
Saudi women are increasingly visible in the previously male-dominated sectors, with over 3,500 new employed in the justice system as lawyers and legal representatives. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Jeddah.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Saudi Arabia share a natural interest in safeguarding peace and stability in the region. In an exclusive interview with Arab News, ahead of his landmark two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, the Prime Minister described the kingdom as a trusted friend and strategic ally, emphasizing that the bilateral relations had expanded significantly since the creation of the Strategic Partnership Council in 2019. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Save Earth Conclave at NASC Complex in New Delhi today to explore the potential of bamboo to mitigate climate change and drive economic growth. Parsha Patel, the chairman of the Chief Minister's Task Force for Environment and Sustainable Development in Maharashtra, said that Mr. Shah would inaugurate the conclave, which is being organized by Phoenix Foundation Sanstha Latur and the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture. Nearly 1,200 delegates from across the country are expected to attend the conclave. Today's Earth Day, the day celebrated worldwide to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The first Earth Day celebrations were held in 1970, after the day was suggested at the UNESCO summit in 1969. The theme for this year is Our Power, Our Planet. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The day aims to raise awareness about environmental issues and inspiring action to protect our planet. It educates the public on climate change, pollution and sustainability while mobilizing community efforts like cleanups and tree planting. The day fosters community engagement and promotes eco-friendly practices, encouraging individuals and businesses to adopt sustainable habits. This year's theme urges individuals, groups and governments to triple the production of clean energy by 2030. Emphasizing the pressing need to switch to renewable energy. The campaign highlights how vital it is to lessen dependency on fossil fuels and invest in a sustainable, equitable and inclusive energy future in order to tackle climate change. Priya Mondal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election will hold a meeting today. In the first session, there will be an interaction with Justice Hemant Gupta, former judge of the Supreme Court. This will be followed by a session with Justice S.N. Jha, former Chief Justice of the Jammu and Kashmir High Court. The next session will include Dr. Justice B.S. Chauhan, former Supreme Court judge and chairman of the 21st Law Commission of India. The final session will be with Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, Rajya Sabha member and senior advocate. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Government of India has declared a three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. 2 days of state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow, and 1 day state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. The Harvard University filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration to block billions of dollars in proposed funding cuts. The suit, filed yesterday, is part of a feud that escalated last week when the elite institution rejected a list of demands that the Trump administration said was designed to curb diversity initiatives and fight anti-Semitism at the school. Harvard's president, Alan Garber, said in a letter to the university community that the consequences of the government's overreach would be severe and long-lasting. On to sports. In shooting, India's Simranpreet Kaur Brar has clinched her maiden senior international medal with a silver in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru. The Indian shooter shot a total of 33 hits in the 10 series of 5 rapid-fire shots final, finishing one hit behind China's Shun Yuje, who won back-to-back World Cup golds in the event. A second Chinese, Yao Xian Shun, won bronze with 29 hits to her name. Meanwhile, Paris Olympics double medalist Manu Bhakar finished fourth. This marks India's fourth silver medal at the Lima World Cup, adding to the country's tally of 2 golds and 1 bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders KKR by 39 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 199, KKR managed to score only 159 for 8 in 20 overs, falling short due to Gujarat's disciplined bowling performance. Skipper Ajinkya Rahane scored a half a century for KKR. Today, the Lucknow Super Giants will take on the Delhi Capitals at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi currently holds the second place in the standings, while Lucknow is placed at fifth. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Hampi Koneru seized the lead at the Women's Grand Prix in Pune with a crucial victory over Chinese Grandmaster Zhu Jaina in the seventh round yesterday. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbh, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. According to the Met Department, Bihar, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Marathwada, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Rayalaseema are very likely to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. The world mourns the passing away of the first Latin pontiff who bent tradition, broadened Vatican's vision, has been covered by all the dailies today. Hindustan Times headline says, 4 cardinals from India to vote in conclave to pick successor. The Economic Times mentions the shift of business from tariff to Vietnam under the headline, Alphabet in talks to ramp up pixel production in India. The Tribune cites the action plan to be taken by the Delhi government to beat the heat in capital, which recorded the highest maximum temperature of 41.3 degrees this summer. The Asian Age writes, Modi will unveil first Namo Bharat train in Bihar on April 24. And finally, all the dailies carry a picture of US Vice President with his children in traditional Indian attire visiting the Akshardham temple in the national capital. Quoting Mr. Vance, the Hindu writes, our kids loved it. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi. Both leaders welcome progress in India-US bilateral trade agreement negotiations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 2-day official visit to Saudi Arabia this morning. World Earth Day being celebrated today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Save Earth Conclave in New Delhi. Government declares 3-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over central India during next 2 days. And in shooting, India's Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinches silver in women's 25-meter pistol at ISSF World Cup in Peru. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.